And finally, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about the importance of priestly formation in seminaries while looking at the figure of St. John Eudes during his weekly general audience today. Lydia O'Kane followed events.
Hundreds of people, including pilgrims who had come from as far afield as Nigeria and India, packed the courtyard of the papal summer residence at Castel Gandolfo in the Roman hills for the Holy Father's weekly general audience. A smiling and relaxed Pope Benedict greeted those present enthusiastically, even managing to lift high his arm, which has been in a cast as a result of a fall for the last few weeks. The Pope's catechesis on Wednesday turned to a saint whose feast day is celebrated on August 19th, St. John Eudes. The Holy Father described this saint as a man of immense courage and said he had a great understanding for the spiritual mission of the priest.
He lived in 17th century France, which, notwithstanding considerable trials for the faith, produced many outstanding examples of spiritual courage and insight. St. John Eudes' particular contribution was the foundation of a religious congregation dedicated to the task of giving solid formation to the diocesan priesthood. He encouraged seminarians to grow in holiness and to trust in God's love revealed to humanity in the priestly heart of Jesus and in the maternal heart of Mary.
Pope Benedict again highlighted the fact that 2009 is the year of the priest and added that both St. John Eudes and the year's patron, St. John Vianney, were both shining examples of priestly sanctity. The Pope also looked at the world in which priests live today and said that it was necessary for them to bear witness to the infinite merciful heart of Jesus.
During this year, let us pray in a special way for priests and seminarians, that inspired by today's saint, they may spiritually enter into the heart of Jesus, becoming men of true love, mercy, humility and patience, renewed in holiness and personal zeal. My dear brothers and sisters, upon you and your families and all God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.